Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, like a slave all day. Here comes Tuesday.
It is The Savage Nation. Hold on, Fats. It's still Monday. It's not Tuesday yet. You know, there's a lot of stories that I could talk about. Most of them bore me to death. If you think I'm going to do Dem Republican, Republican Dem. Dem Dems are bad. Dem Republicans are bad. And I can't do it. I don't know why you'd listen to it. To me, it's about as boring as watching a talk show on television. How can you take this Democrat-Republican story after an almost three-year campaign, I ask myself. And I figure if I can't, you can't. How much could you take of it? We had a campaign that went on for 2.5 years. It drove everyone crazy. No matter what anyone said, no matter what anyone did, the communists won. And they put him back in power. The man should have lost. They ran a doofus. I asked a number of people about it. They all have a different reason why doofus lost. They'll do it again. They're getting ready to do it again. So what more is there to say? So I'm going to go to stories that struck me as pebble in the shoe kind of stories. And, of course, this jumps out at me. Mad Mayor Bamberg, he's not to be called Bloomberg on my show, Mayor Bamberg, is now banning tobacco, putting it under counters. Now, I'm against tobacco. It killed my father. I don't use sugar myself. It gets me sick and gives me headaches. But that's my opinion, and that's my decision. There are people who like cigarettes. There are people who like marijuana. There are people who like crack cocaine. There are people who like crystal cocaine. There are people who like speed. We understand that. So now he wants to take tobacco and hide it. I swear to God, I'm not making it up. He wants to hide the tobacco behind a curtain, in a cabinet, in a drawer. He wants to conceal it. Now, this is the mark of a mentally ill person. If you actually hire a psychiatrist who looks into these things, when you have a mayor who has a height problem, that's not a big deal. I'm not a particularly tall guy, but I've recognized that I have an issue there, and I got over it when I was 14. When you have a mayor who has a height problem that continues to plague him in middle age, where he can do nothing but ban things from people, what you need here is intervention. Somebody has to intervene with Mayor Bamberg and literally take his hands off the wheel of the ship because he's going crazy. I think he's actually going nuts. It's okay for sex clubs to exist in New York. It's okay for marijuana to be smoked openly in the city, in the streets, wherever you turn and get sick from the smell of marijuana wherever you turn. But God forbid you should show a pack of cigarettes somewhere in New York City. Mayor Bamberg now wants to hide it behind a curtain. So I want to play a few sound bites for Mayor Bamberg. That's not yet. We don't have to jump the gun. It's only Monday yet. Let's not get too excited. Another story that I think affects the average person out there who has a business, who's built a business, who depends upon workers, particularly hourly workers. Let's say you're a restaurant owner. Let's say you own a sandwich shop. I don't know what your business may be. Somebody named Elizabeth Warren, I never heard of her. I think she's a senator. I have no idea who she is. I don't know how she became a senator or a congressperson. She wants a $22 per hour minimum wage. I'm asking you, the listeners, to tell America, how would the $22 an hour wage affect your business? You have to tell the people who are listening to this show that you're not just a greedy sack of you-know-what. You're not just a pompous, greedy Republican business owner. Tell us what would happen. Give us an example in dollars and cents. Let's say you own a pizza shop. Would it kill you to pay your workers $22 an hour? How would it affect you? Or is it just greed? Is she right? Is this unknown person, Elizabeth Warren, correct? So the phone number here is 855-400-7282. Let's begin by playing Mayor Bamberg, again showing his madness in clip one.
We've come here today to announce the latest steps we're taking to reduce what remains a persistent health risk, especially for our city's young people. We're proposing two new city laws, which would be the first of its kind in the United States.
Wow.
Reducing still further what remains
one
of the leading causes of preventable death in our city, and that is smoking. These laws would protect New Yorkers, especially the young and impressionable New Yorkers.
It's for the children.
Pricing, discounts, and exposure to in-store displays that promote tobacco
All right,
products.
We got the picture. We got the picture, right? Now let's go to Mayor Bamberg's next clip, too.
First, we're proposing legislation that would prohibit display of tobacco products in most retail establishments. The reason? Such displays suggest that smoking is a normal activity, and they invite young people to experiment with tobacco.
Oh, my. Wait. How about experimenting with sex, which you teach in elementary school? Stop. Don't you have sex instructors in your elementary schools teaching children to experiment with cross-dressing, experiment with sexuality that is outside the norm, let's say minority sexual play? Don't you have sex educators all over that city teaching children to experiment with their bodies? Don't you teach children that it's just a lifestyle choice? Don't you teach children that marijuana may be for them if they need something to calm them down? So why do you see that as not addictive? Don't you see these things as the first step to being addicted, Mayor Bamberg? Why are you focusing on tobacco? Last week it was sugar. It was a large soda, you schmuck. Don't you realize that if a lower-income family has a dinner, a family, a mother, a father, a grandmother, a couple of children, and they have a meal on the table, they get a 32-ounce bottle of soda, and they put it out on the table for the whole family to enjoy. And why would you take that away from them? You think they're going to stop drinking soda? What you've done is effectively try to double the cost of the soda drink for them. That's all you've ever done. And that's what you're going to do here with tobacco. The people are still going to smoke it. Now it gets even worse in clip three. Listen to Bamberg now.
Under our proposed tobacco products display restriction law, which would be the first of its kind in the nation.
Hold it. This is the third time he said the first of its kind in the nation. I want you to listen to the megalomania of this height-impaired, I don't know how to put it. The man is crazy. I have never seen a mayor as crazy on such trivia in my entire life. But it's the third time in the speech he said the first of its kind in the nation. What is he trying to do, set a record for being the stupidest mayor in history? He's laughed at west of Broadway. People laugh at this man outside the east side of New York City. He's laughable. He is a pompous fool. Now listen to, I want to ask you again. They want to, again, I'm against cigarettes. I don't smoke. They killed my father. Don't like inhaling cigarettes when I walk in the street. But it's not my business to tell the other guy not to smoke. Why is it the mayor's business to hide tobacco? Why is it his business to put it behind the iron curtain? So he wants to go from an iron curtain to a tobacco curtain. Mayor Bamberg wants to create a tobacco curtain, a sugar curtain, a fat curtain, a salt curtain. The man is a crazy manipulator, control freak. He has not this power. He doesn't have this power. How do you feel about Mayor Bamberg? How do you feel about that? Do you agree or disagree on Mayor Bamberg? Why not ban porno magazines, Mr. Bamberg? Why not hide sexually explicit material from children, Mr. Bamberg? Why not ban marijuana smoking in the street, even medical marijuana, Mr. Bamberg? Isn't that a bad experiment for the children to see? We know that marijuana is the most addictive of all drugs. I don't need the marijuana peddlers to tell me that. Marijuana is the gateway drug of all drugs. Marijuana, no matter whether it's couched in medical or not medical, is very damaging to the lungs. You should know that. You're an expert on tobacco, Bloomberg. You know that there are carcinogenic compounds in marijuana. Why don't you ban marijuana smoking in the street? Why don't you crack down on the real problems in society? Why don't you crack down on the hookers in the streets of New York? Why don't you crack down on the sex clubs in New York? What do the vice cops do in New York City today? Tell me what vice is left in New York City. Everything is legal except soda, cigarettes, and a salty Frankfurter. 855-400-7282 is one question. The other one is the $22 an hour minimum wage that somebody named Elizabeth Warren would like for hourly workers. I'm asking you, if you own a business, how would the $22 an hour wage affect your business? There are many people listening across America on over 185 stations. some of the biggest and best stations in America. I have the last word in talk radio every day. And I'm not going to waste your time talking about Democrats and Republicans. I'm actually talking about reality. I'm not talking about CPAC. I could care less. It's just another pack. Why do I care whether it's a conservative pack or a liberal pack? It's just the Beltway again. How could you care about that garbage? I don't care who appeals at CPAC. So these questions to me are the questions that would have appealed to the man or the woman in the street of ancient Rome. And as Cato the Elder wrote, and I'll keep repeating it until you finally get it, the average Roman didn't care about where the legions were and what they were doing, whether it be in Germania or wherever. They cared about the pebble in the shoe. These are pebble in the shoe issues. A mad, out of control, egomaniacal mayor who wants to ban everything that people really want while permitting vice to run wild in the streets. And the minimum wage that I don't want to use wacko, I would say a diehard socialist legislator, who I really don't know who Elizabeth Warren is. I don't know where she works. She could have been an ex-toll taker in the Holland Tunnel. I don't know who she is, but apparently she has a following somewhere. And she wants a $22 an hour. Let me look it up. I never heard of her, Senator Warren. She looks like the type I wouldn't get along with. I have a picture of her. Wait. Oh, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Massachusetts demon cat. Suggested raising the minimum wage to $22 per hour. Is she the one who got in power with the Indian thing? The one who claimed she was Indian when she wasn't? Ah, that's who she is. I thought the name rang a bell. The current minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, Ms. Warren wondered, in a YouTube video. And what happened to the other $14.75? These are professors at UMass Amherst, you hear? These are UMass Amherst. These are schmendricks who never worked a day in their life. Their whole life was getting a degree and then pogo sticking a tenure job, living off taxpayers, and not knowing where the money comes from. They're telling you, the guy who provides their pay, that you should pay the minimum wage of $22 an hour because it's not fair. Now, by the way, mad minority leader House Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, one of the most laughable of all people in the history of the universe, has only proposed a $10 an hour. But here, this one wants $22.50 an hour. Not to be outdone, one of her cohorts, Mr. Duba, an assistant prof in the Department of Economics at UMass Amherst, said that by that logic, going back even further in time, the minimum wage could rightly be $33 an hour. Now, I'm sure that Dr. Duba, the assistant prof at the so-called Department of Economics at the University of Mass, has never, ever created a product or a service that anybody in the universe would ever want. So these are two topics that I think are very, very good to talk about. Mayor Bamberg and the great senator from the late state of Massachusetts who wants a $22 an hour minimum wage. If you care to chime in on these two topics, the phone number is 855-472. I'll be right, 7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now. For the Savage Simple Truth, call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
KSFO traffic, 880, the start in Fremont, northbound, Auto Mall Parkway, crash center divider. Traffic a bit slow and past the area. Oakland, southbound, 880 at 29th Avenue, getting reports of an accident there. San Jose, southbound, 101 at 880. That crash is off to the right shoulder. Eastbound 80 connector to eastbound 580 have a stalled car. Looks like that's going to be in the maze. No lane information on that one. I'm Dave Fowke, Shot Talk 560, KSFO.
April 15th is right around the corner. And if it's been a few years since you filed your last tax return, or you still owe taxes you can't afford to pay, there may never be a better time than now to act. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and whether you are being audited by the IRS or owe taxes due to self-employment, under withholding, 401k withdrawals, or payroll or sales taxes, we can help. We can prepare your past due tax returns, even if you do not have all your records. You may be eligible to pay only pennies on the dollar for back taxes you owe, or you may qualify to get rid of your taxes and other debts through bankruptcy, as my firm is a debt relief agency. Remember, your privacy is only safe with an attorney. Don't let another April 15th pass you by and risk the IRS or state seizing your bank account or wages. The IRS and state are acting as aggressive as ever. Be sure that you exercise all of your legal rights. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT, and make it your last stop.
Hey, I'm Kix Brooks. You ever think about how firefighters risk their lives every day to keep us safe? You can return the favor by installing working smoke alarms at every room of your home and replacing alarms that are 10 years old. Go to alarmpledge.com for details. Working smoke alarms not only help protect your family, they also protect the firefighters who enter a burning home. Make the pledge to be a hero and save a hero at alarmpledge.com.
Do you want fries with that?
No, thanks.
Sounds like you're in a new Honda Civic.
I am.
Is it awesome?
Pandora compatibility and rear view camera standard.
Nice.
And Hondas hold their value better than any other brand.
I want one so bad I can taste it. It's ketchupy.
Are you eating my order?
Maybe.
Get a Honda Civic with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers during the really big spring event. Now at your Honda dealer.
Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriage rates apply. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
Win breakfast for your office from the KSFO Morning Show. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and the KSFO Morning Show is hooking you up every Friday. You could be just like KSFO listener Janet Hunter, who had breakfast delivered to her office.
Thank you for the delicious breakfast. Thank you, KSFO.
For more information and to have Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, or me, Katie Green, deliver breakfast to your office or business, just visit the contest page at KSFO.com.
Sean Hannity.
This is a critical time where we are beginning to see the great difference, and we know we're right.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just
Lonesome Me. Lonesome Me, the little old talk show host. It's the theme song of the talk show host. Sitting behind a microphone for the rest of their life. What if there's reincarnation and in the next world there's a talk show on Mars somewhere and you don't need oxygen? You don't need electrons. I don't, it's crazy, isn't it? Well, you see what liberalism is. At the end of the day, it's about controlling people. Bloomberg wants to control literally the air you breathe, the water you drink, every hot dog, everything you put in your mouth is his business. I am not a psychiatrist. I am not a psychologist, but I do study human nature. When a man has this kind of a mania to take away simple pleasures from people, you can come to the conclusion that he's a deeply disturbed individual, greatly in need of psychiatric care, and the only thing that prevents it from happening is that he's a rich man. I would wager a guess that if he were a homeless person and walked into a clinic and said he had the idea that he would like to be a mayor, and that if he should become a mayor, and let's say the intake person says, yes, what would you do, sir, because they don't know if he's a nut. Now, remember, if he was homeless, well, he says, I would ban soda, I would ban salt, I would ban cigarettes. They would definitely suggest that he be committed as a potential threat to work to others. They're afraid that he'd pull a crazy scene on people. Because, you know, it starts out with banning cigarettes, banning sugar, banning salt, banning fat. The next thing you know, he's in a clock tower with an assault weapon. 8554. No, this guy has. There's something wrong here for him. See, the main thing that bothers me is not that I like tobacco. I hate tobacco. I hate cigarettes. I wince when I smell it in the street. But it's their business. Who is he to tell you to hide it now? The hiding part. Did you hear clip three? I want you to hear clip three in its entirety. Listen to Bamberg.
Under our proposed tobacco products display restriction law, which would be the first of its kind in the nation, cigarettes and other tobacco products would have to be stored out of sight. Cabinets, drawers, and under the counter behind a couch were concealed in some other way.
Does he have any idea this is a parody? A parody of himself? Under the counter sales, behind a curtain. Does he not understand that he's recreating a curtain, the iron curtain, under the counter sales curtain? Does he not understand what he's saying here? No, I don't think so. All right, let's take some calls. We'll start in New York. It's snowing there. Joe on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, I'm a conservative, and I would like to take issue with you as far as Mayor Bloomberg is concerned and regarding the smoking issue. I don't understand why you can't understand that, for example, I believe it was Oliver Wendell Holmes who said that your right to swing your arm ends at the tip of my nose. You know, I can go along with being against banning things that just affect an individual themselves.
But wait, hold it. So you agree that we should ban soda?
No, but if you heard me, I said that, you know, he's not banning soda, and I would agree with you.
Wait, he is banning large bottles of soda. He's decided that the size threatens his stature, that the bottle is almost as tall as he is, so he wants to cut the 32-ounce bottle down to a 16-ounce size. I mean, what does that have to do with Oliver Wendell Holmes?
It has everything. You know, not listening.
Well, don't get hysterical. What are you getting hysterical? You're not in Katz's Deli taking a timestamp for a corned beef sandwich. You're not in a soapbox outside Union Square anymore. What are you screaming for? Where's the nose and the punch here?
Savage.
Hey, look, I don't impress easily, but here's reason number four why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Prices, okay? Blinds.com crushes home improvement store prices. We got new blinds for our home at Blinds.com and saved a bundle. Blinds.com is the world's largest online store for designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes at amazing prices. Why should you hassle the big box stores and pay too much when you get better prices, selection, and service at Blinds.com? And they make installation unbelievably easy. Even if you mess up and mismeasure, forget about it. It's improbable. They'll remake it for free, yes, free, and if you'd like, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. Oh, and be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in seconds. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And remember, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement stores, period. Blinds.com now. Go to Blinds.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. San Francisco Supervisor David Campos wants to create a 25-foot buffer zone around Planned Parenthood and other clinics that are the target of anti-abortion protesters. Chronicle reports that Campos will introduce the legislation tomorrow. San Francisco Symphony will not be packing their bags today for a three-concert tour of the East Coast tomorrow. Management and the Musicians Union have failed to reach an agreement that would end the symphony strike. Taking a look at the roadways, really not bad. No huge delays. Have a few fender benders now, like southbound 280 at Washington Street there in Daly City. Right lanes are blocked. Also have a crash being reported northbound 101 North San Pedro Road in San Rafael, also off to the right shoulder. In Oakland, southbound 880 at 29th Avenue. An accident being reported there. Looks pretty good out of San Francisco. Northbound 101, no problems. Just get on the transition to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Just slight delays out of the maze in the East Bay. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular, hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you, too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-309-1118 and claim your free copy. Call 800-309-1118. That's 800-309-1118. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
When it comes to money, I often find myself lying awake at night, full of questions. Will we have enough in the college fund for the kids? Is this the right time to refinance the house? And what about taxes? Is there more to it than April 15th? More than just all those numbers? With everything we're responsible for, I need to know what those numbers mean. I just want us to be ready for our future. And hers. I wish we knew someone to talk to who we could trust. Someone who would be looking out for us. To help us make sense of all this.
A CPA spends years preparing for moments just like these. When the right tax and financial advice is essential, talk to someone with an unmatched level of knowledge, experience, and education. Talk to a CPA. Visit 360taxes.org for information and to find a CPA in your area. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs Private Companies Practice Section.
On the next morning show, how a U.N. treaty could impact the Second Amendment here in America. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
That's too long. Smoke gets in your eyes. Very funny. Now go to Bloomberg.
Under our proposed tobacco products display restriction law, which would be the first of its kind in the nation, cigarettes and other tobacco products would have to be stored out of sight. In cabinets, drawers, and under the counter, behind a curtain, or concealed in some other way. Stores would still be free
behind
to
behind the curtain. Let me ask you something, Bloomberg. Vanberg, you're a friend of a lot of big shots in Hollywood, aren't you? How come they all smoke in the movies? Since you say that... it's about protecting the children. Why don't you have your friend Harvey Weinstein stop the violence and the smoking and the raunchy sex scenes in his movies? I mean, you're a good friend of Katzenberg, and Ratzenberg, aren't you? So why don't you call up your friends Katzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Spielberg and tell them, look, we're worried about tobacco and we're worried about sex amongst youngsters and guns. Can you please... show a movie without smoking amongst good-looking people, no guns, and no sex. Weinstein would laugh in his face and say, you crazy? That's how I make a living. I push those things. Do you think Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg have big yachts because they want to make movies without any of those things in it? So it has nothing to do with the health of the children. It's a kind of sick, perverted desire to control people. And there's got to be a financial incentive here somewhere for somebody, somewhere in his constellation. There's got to be a buck being made by someone. It's got to be money. You got to follow the money. Somebody's going to make a buck off this. And I don't know what it is. I think it's the pharmaceutical industry, because if you take people off cigarettes, they usually go to something else, and that would be pharmaceuticals. Then they go to one of the big pharmaceutical drugs because they get needing a fix, and they'll go to a pharmaceutical called a medication. And as long as it's called medication, it doesn't have to be behind a curtain or concealed in some other way. It doesn't have to be even sold under the counter to Bloomberg. Now, it's crazy. I mean, I understand this. But the thing is, again, don't misinterpret me and don't misquote me. I don't smoke. Smoking killed my father young. I think tobacco is pretty bad, although there are some medical advantages to a tobacco smoke, which you may not be aware of. There are medical conditions that respond to tobacco. You may not know it. And one could argue, incidentally, since Elizabeth Warren, the $22 an hour wage, minimum wage is going to come up, since she's allegedly part American Indian, that this is rather racist of Mayor Bloomberg, because tobacco was introduced to the West by the Native American people. And if you don't know your ethnic history, I'm sorry to inform you, this is a direct attack upon Native American folklore. They love tobacco. They smoke tobacco. It's what their peace pipes contain. And to ban tobacco like this and force it behind the curtain or under the counter, one could argue that Mayor Bloomberg is basically being quite racist in his attacks upon Native American culture. It's no different than banning peyote, another Native American practice. I mean, you may as well ban corn if you don't like corn. You could give you another example to get a little more serious on this. I'm serious in my own sarcastic way. I'm trying to make a point. It's like reducto ad absurdum, but nevertheless, there's a validity to reducto ad absurdum if you know the methodology. I'm giving you reducto ad absurdum. Where does a schmuck like this end? The soda bottle's too big for him because it makes him feel like the amazing shrinking man. He's like, I'm not banning soda. I just don't want a 32-ouncer. I want a 16-ouncer. Why does anybody, by the same logic, say that Coca-Cola bottles should be no larger than those sold in dollhouses? Because then he'll feel like he's a normal-sized man. I mean, there's something wrong with this picture. That soda bottle that he wants to ban is half his size, dripping wet out of a shower, if you can imagine it. Picture a soda bottle dressed in a tuxedo with a top hat. Now double that size. Then you have a mayor. This is what I'm talking about. He's threatened by the soda bottle because it makes him feel like the amazing shrinking man. So that's why it's not the soda even. In other words, if you study the psychology of all of this, it's got something to do with size. The soda bottle, you could arguably make that point if you were trying to make that point. Okay, I could see that. But where does that tie into a cigarette or a tobacco story? Well, I'll tell you the truth. If you look into it, you don't know the law. The Sensible Tobacco Enforcement Bill. Don't you love how the liberal communists always make it the sensible? Increased penalties for retailers who waive tobacco taxes. Okay, there's money. Prohibiting retailers from redeeming coupons or honoring other price discounts for tobacco products. That's to stop the illegal sale of cigarettes. So he's responding to some pressures within the tobacco companies themselves. Creating a minimum price. Here it is. I got it. I knew I was right. Creating a minimum price for cigarettes and little cigars. It says little cigars, which are virtually identical to cigarettes at $10.50 a pack. I swear I didn't make it up. So you're setting a minimum price for little cigars. Now, I want to take you back in time to Bill Clinton. And if you know, Bill Clinton didn't like little cigars. Apparently, in his day, he didn't use little cigars in the White House. Bill Clinton used normal-sized cigars. And notice that he, Bloomberg, a friend of the Clintons, is attacking little cigars only, not regular-sized cigars. So there's a tie in there. Now, I'm not making these up. Requiring that cheap cigars, I'm not making these words up. This is in the bill. Requiring that cheap cigars and cigarillos be sold in packages of at least four, and little cigars, again little, be sold in packages of at least 20. Now, here's a crazy thing. Cigars that cost more than $3 each are exempt from the packaging rule? Can anyone in their right mind explain to me why? Why? What is he? He's totally mad. Bloomberg has backed a number of public health insanities, including a crackdown on large soda bottles, A judge blocked the drinks ban, but the city is appealing. He's shopping, in other words, to one of his friends. You have something, a little cigarillos? I want to hear it. Let me hear a little.
The second law would prohibit the sale of discounted tobacco products, establish a minimum price for cigarettes and mini cigars, impose new packaging requirements on cheap cigars and cigarillos in order to keep them from being sold individually, and increase penalties for retailers who evade tobacco taxes or sell tobacco products without a license.
Uh-huh. So again, it's the, again, who is he attacking? The poor. Cheap cigars, cheap cigarillos. Cigars that are more than $3 are exempt. So again, he's attacking the poorest members of the city of New York. The most vulnerable, to use a liberal phrase, he is attacking the most vulnerable population in his city by denying them soda and tobacco. 855-400-7282 is one question. No, there's no other problem to worry about. No, there's no problem to worry about. Drug bazaars in the streets of New York, pornography in everybody's household, pornography to children on the internet. Shall I go down the list? Rampant prostitution and crime in New York City, hardly ever mentioned by Mayor Bamberg. Why is he focusing on soda, burgers, salt, and cigarettes? Well, for one, they're easy targets, and for two, they're easy targets, and for three, they're easy targets, and four, for reasons I've outlined, there's a very deep psychological problem in this man, in my estimation. So he's like the uncle that made his fortune, let us say, in my day, it would have been in an industry of plastics. Let's say in this generation of 5 years ago, he's like the uncle who made his fortune on a website. He was a schmuck before the website, a putz. Never did anything with his life, and all of a sudden he's worth $200 million. He sold his company, and you have a Ph.D. in nuclear physics, and you go to his house for a Passover Seder, and he will lecture you on quantum physics. Even though he never studied physics, he'll say, no, I take exception to that. The particles that I invested, I read about, my particle physics tells me that's what he would do. He's like that uncle because he made a fortune. He knows more about everything than anybody else. God forbid those who have to be at a Seder with him next Monday night. I mean, I know that the Jewish people were in bondage in Egypt, and that Passover celebrates the release from bondage in Egypt, and that is why the Jewish people eat unleavened bread. I don't know, though, if Bloomberg will permit unleavened bread unless he stopped, because when you think about it, unleavened bread is very salty, and unleavened bread can be a threat to one's health. Moreover, many Jews, especially of Israeli origin, smoke. They also drink a lot of soft drinks. They also eat a lot of flunkin. They also salt everything to death. I think you should hire salt police to go into kosher homes around New York City and stop them throwing salt on chickens and whatnot. Because although salt is a part of the tradition of koshering food, it's very bad for a person's health. And I think he needs salt police, and I'm certain he can get them from through Obama, through the Black Panthers, because there's a few truncheons left over that could still be put to good use, if you get the picture. If this is too reducto ad absurdum for you, I'll move on. ABC Stephanie, what do you think of Bamberg? Is he crazy?
Well, the thing is, Dr. Savage, is that his term is coming to an end. That's the issue. This is his last year to rule in the fiefdom here.
Yes, so why is he doing this to the poor people with little cigars?
Anything that this guy can get through, he wants to get through, because he won't be in charge come next year.
Does he think, is he looking to become secretary of HEW? They call it something else now. I don't know. Is he looking to go to work for Obama running the health department?
Anything that gets him out of New York would make me happy.
This guy may be lobbying to become the head of HHS, because you have no idea what kind of money there is at his disposal if he could run the budget of HHS. With Obamacare, it's probably the best job in the entire cabinet. I think he's lobbying to either run HHS when Sebelius is thrown out or quits or whatever, moves on to something worse, or he wants to be the first New Yorker who's vice president. I have a feeling he actually is lobbying to run for vice president. Somebody is whispering in his head saying, imagine Vice President Bloomberg. How does that sound, Mike? Just say the words, Mike, tonight. I want you to say it. Tonight, say Vice President. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President Michael Bloomberg. How does that, try that on, Mike. Try that on tonight. I think he's trying on different names for himself. And he believes that this could take him to the top because it makes no sense. It doesn't make any sense. Of course, health-wise, it makes sense. But you do it through education, not through prohibitionism, not through tobacco curtains, not through sugar curtains, not through salt curtains, not through fat curtains, not through maniacal control of individuals. I'll give you an example of what happens when you ban tobacco on a very pragmatic level. The liberals banned smoking in prisons. Do you know that? They said it was bad for the prisoner's health. Now, guy's locked up for X number of years, but they're telling him, let's see, there's no sex except with another man, say his condoms. We'll look the other way on that one. Now, you're smoking to calm your nerves, but we're going to ban tobacco because it's bad for prisoners. And since we now own you, we'll tell you what to do. So what do you think the prisoners are taking instead of tobacco in prisons? Why do you think there's such a high, a large amount of contraband being smuggled into prisons? People who in the past would not have used illicit drugs, but would have smoked a carton of cigarettes a week, are now buying pills. They're now buying drugs of various kinds to settle their nerves and keep them from going insane or killing themselves or someone else out of boredom because they don't have the cigarette to rely upon. So there's one effect. Moreover, and I'll add it again, the pharmaceutical companies were behind that as well. They have made billions of dollars by pushing their chemical poisons, their toxic chemical antidepressant poisons, not only upon the prisoners, but upon everyone in this society from infancy through old age. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-471-7570. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-471-7570. Again, 1-800-471-7570. 1-800-471-7570.
Here's a vote. Traffic, biggest problem right now, southbound 280 at Eastmore Avenue in Daly City. It looks like a pedestrian, or at least a person, may have been hit. The two right lanes are blocked right now. All kinds of activity. Look for slow traffic. It is backing up before the 19th Avenue interchange. Other than that, it's not too bad out there with earlier delays taken care of. No problems getting out to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Have some debris northbound 680 before the Benicia Bridge in the left lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities, financial planning, and advisory services are offered through Financial Telesis, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. O'Donnell Financial Group, LLC, and Financial Telesis, Inc. are not affiliated.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-838-6010 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-838-6010. 1-800-838-6010. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-838-6010.
Your company has unlicensed software on company computers. You told management, but they ignored the problem. Be part of the solution by reporting software piracy confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance. Go online and report it at nopiracy.org.
Serenity now. Indulge with a hot stone massage, salt scrub, and aromatherapy at Oakland Massage Therapy. Get 59% off with SweetJack.com.
SweetJack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Sales of smuggled cigarettes are a particular problem here, where a combination of state, city, and federal taxes has made the price of cigarettes the highest in the nation. What that does is it makes it much more difficult for kids to get cigarettes. It is the single biggest thing you can do to reduce teenage smoking.
This is a joke for me. That goes out to you, Mayor Bloomberg, and your ancestors. I do it because, I'll tell you the truth, sometimes only comedy for myself keeps me from going totally insane. When I listen to this Schmendrick going on and on and not realizing what he's going to do here is create a black market for cigarettes, does he not understand the unintended consequences of his do-gooderness? He said smuggled cigarettes is the biggest problem in the country. Because the federal, city, and state taxes are so high, they smuggle them in from the Carolinas, and they sell cigarettes under the table, right, to avoid taxes because they've taxed it out of business, like the other things that they tax out of the reach of people. Now, so he's going to make it even more expensive and push it further under the table. Do they not see it? Now, there's another thing that you have to see here. There's another thing you have to see. Does anyone remember what Prohibition brought to America? Think the Roaring Twenties. Think Al Capone. Think gang wars. Think speakeasies. Think what banning alcohol did to America, how it was orchestrated by organized criminals. Do you know that? There's a great novel on this subject called Mile High by Richard Condon that may still be imprinted. It's about how a gangster, years before the Volstead Act was passed, plotted for years to pass prohibition. He worked with the little old ladies in the Christian prohibition societies, the prohibitionists who wanted alcohol banned. He funded them without them knowing who he was and what he wanted. In other words, he was pushing the banning of alcohol. Free sale of beer, wine, hard liquor in America. And he did it knowing what would happen. That once prohibition took effect through the Volstead Act, the price of alcohol would go through the roof and he'd become one of the richest, most powerful men in America. The novel is amazing how it was plotted from the beginning. I think it's called Mild High, if I'm not mistaken. Great novel. I read it about 20 years ago. He also wrote The Manchurian Candidate, incidentally. Next to my book, A Time for War, which is about as good, if not better. It's one of the better novels that I can remember. Nevertheless, that's what prohibitionism brings. It brings a black market. It brings criminal elements. and it's going to get much worse. You're going to have to buy a hamburger behind the hamburger curtain. You're going to have to get a large soda behind the soda curtain, a tobacco behind the tobacco curtain, and then you'll have to start buying salt from people in peep booths in the Times Square station. Hey, I got some salt down here. You know, they'll give a new meaning to the word salt mines. This is what this little man doesn't understand, that the road to you-know-where is paved with good intentions. But I'm not so sure that it's good intentions, by the way, that he's paving this with. I'm not so sure anything that this man does is with anything but, anything but good intentions. I don't believe it at all. Now, for anyone who could figure out why I played a Joe and Paul song after Bloomberg, I don't think anyone could understand how my mind works. Something funny happened to me at the gas station today. To tell you, can I tell you about it? Then I'll take the $22 an hour calls. What would $22 an hour minimum wage do to your business? I'm going to take those calls in a minute and in the top of the next hour. I go to a gas station. I fill up my car. I get distracted. I'm getting distracted lately. The shows, the radio, the this, the that. I've taken the card out, of course, you know, put in, remove quickly, zip code, press grade, blah, blah, blah. It's filling on its own with the thing. I got distracted on the cell phone. I got back in my car after I thought it was full, I forgot, and I start to drive away with the nozzle in the car. This is the same car I backed into my other car 3 weeks ago and had to have repainted. Out of the corner of my eye, a Mexican man comes running off on the right side waving, stop, senor, senor. I said, oh, my God. I look back. The hose was still in the gas tank. I ran out. I said, geez, thank you. He was the nicest guy in the world. He was just driving a truck for a company he works for. And we had a nice moment together. I said, can I buy you lunch? I said, I guess I got distracted. Oh, amigo, it's okay. I gave him 10 bucks. Big deal. The point is that as I told you last week, you can never tell a book by the cover. I told you that. My father taught me that in his store. You can easily categorize people by their race or by their religion, but you can never underestimate what people are going to do for you or to you. I can guarantee you if it was a white guy in a Porsche and he saw me driving away in my car, he would have sat there laughing to see me rip my car apart. Hopefully the car would have blown up. If it was an average white guy in Marin County watching me in my blue fancy car pulling away, he'd probably sit there and say, yes, 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 I don't know him. I want to see that. I want to see it tear up his fender. That's what I think would have happened from the average suburbanite here in Marin County. But then again, maybe I'm generalizing. Just as I may be generalizing about the good mayor in New York, who must be a very nice man to his dogs and cats. When I come back, $22 an hour minimum wage, what would it do to your business? The esteemed senator from the late great state of Massachusetts wants that as a minimum wage. What would it do to your business?
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work like a slave all day. Here comes you.
It is Blue Monday on The Savage Nation. Thank you for listening and finding me wherever you may be. Ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, I know many of you are still looking. It's amazing to me. I run into people. I'm glad you're back, this and that. We're talking about Mayor Bamberg with smuggled cigarettes and putting them behind curtains. The guy's a loon, and nothing that he's doing makes sense whatsoever. I mean, I'm against tobacco use. I don't use it. I don't smoke it. It killed my father. Totally know how bad it is for most people. But nevertheless, it's a personal choice. There's high taxes on it, as there are on many other things that are so-called bad for you. And that's where it should end. What this man is doing, though, is crazy. It's just going to create a prohibitionism, very much like the Volstead Act, that will only lead to a black market, a bigger black market that exists already in New York City. I don't think you understand what's going on in New York City. Cigarettes are smuggled into New York City because the city taxes are so high that groceries buy them under the counter and sell them under the counter with no taxes on them. So now Schmendrick wants to make it even more expensive. That's his idea of a. This is an example of a wealthy man who loses contact with reality. You understand? So I think we've beaten that to death. I think I made my point. I think it's partly a psychological deficit in Bloomberg. I think it's a madness of controlling people. And now we move on to the Elizabeth Warren, an alleged senator from allegedly the state of Massachusetts, who says that a minimum wage of $22 an hour would be fair. Now, I've spoken to restaurant owners who tell me that it would put them out of business. So I'm asking you, here's your chance on the Savage Nation, not to talk about them or pub them, because I avoid that. I won't do it. I could care less about CPAC. To me, it's just a political action committee. I don't like them. So why should I pay attention to the CPAC any more than I do to the Emily's List? I mean, it's another pack. So I'm going to get excited over because it's conservatives? I'm supposed to sit here and get, oh, is anyone, wow, Rubio. Oh, Rubio said this, Rubio, the great Rubio. Before the convention, over a herd of him. He looked like an ice cream man in the streets of Miami that they found. Said, you want to run for office? Run for office? I've been running all my life. No, we don't mean run from the law, run from office. It's like a maze, like a Peter Sellers movie. They're turning him into something he was never made to be. If they run this guy, you'll have Obama for the... Obama will wipe out term limits if they ever run Rubio. I don't know what they're thinking. So that's why I want to talk about Bandberg and the $22 an hour minimum wage on the Savage Nation. WABC in New York. Sam, you're next up. Go ahead on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, it would be a crushing blow to my small business.
How?
In many ways. With the payroll taxes increasing, the state taxes increasing, and us not knowing what's going to happen with the health insurance, with Obamacare, I would have to let go my workers.
How many people work for you?
Four.
Okay, so you're a very small business, four people. You raise the wage to $22 an hour. You're out of business. Well, you're not out of business. They'd lose their job is what you're saying.
That is correct.
Okay, so it's not greed that is motivating you to say, I can't pay it. It's reality, correct? You need some profit. You need to make profit for yourself or you can't survive.
No, there's no way, and then I'd have to find a new job and work for someone else if there are jobs. This would definitely be a buzzkill to the amount of people employed in this country.
All right, so in plain English, dollars and cents, how much more would that cost you a week than what you're currently paying your four men, roughly, in dollars and cents? Do you know?
Probably close to $1,100.
$1,100 a week more, about $50,000 a year more, $55,000 a year more, $56,000 a year more in your costs, which is close to what you profit, right, from your little business?
Correct. And remember, the payroll taxes will then go up. And the state taxes will go up because there'll be more income generated. And what about Obamacare? How is a small business owner who's got that entrepreneurial spirit going to cope with that? It's like they're sucking the soul out of us capitalists who are just trying to...
Yes, that's because I try to warn you and everyone else from the poverty book to trickle-down tyranny. The man is a diehard, lifetime, anti-middle class, anti-bourgeois, lifetime hardcore Marxist. I don't care what anyone says. Has he been able to enact all of his Marxism? Absolutely not. Would he if he had the power? Absolutely. And who do the Marxists hate the most? The middle class, the bourgeois, which is exactly who he's aiming all of his laws at. And Elizabeth Warren, of course, is not Obama, but she's not too far away politically from him. They're all from the far left portion of the ice cream cake. Thank you for the call. There's a story that appeared tonight on the top of the Drudge Report that I want to bring you to about China that caught my eye. I don't know if you caught this yet. You ready for this? FBI arrests NASA contractor employee trying to flee to China. Okay? You ready for this? You saw this story from the Washington Examiner? Bo Zhang, the Chinese national scientist employed by a NASA contractor for work at the space agency's Langley Research Center, was arrested Sunday by the FBI at Dulles International Airport as he tried to flee to China, according to Rep. Frank Wolf, R. Virginia. Yang's work at the NASA facility would give him access to information that would be of the greatest interest to foreign spies, including China, said Representative Wolf. Wolf is chairman of the House Appropriations Committee subcommittee that has budget oversight authority for NASA. He made Bo Zhang's name public for the first time last week, during a subcommittee hearing where he charged that Zhang had taken voluminous sensitive NASA documents back to China on a trip in 2012. Zhang was employed by the National Institute of Aerospace, a Hampton, Virginia-based NASA contractor. It gave Zhang virtually unlimited, unescorted access to the NASA Langley facility, which is the location for classified research programs related to U.S. space defense technologies. So they caught him at the airport, leaving the U.S. abruptly to return to China on a one-way ticket. You can read the rest of the story on michaelsavage.com or on any of the websites. Now, did I not tell you in my novel, A Time for War, exactly this, that this would happen? Didn't I tell you they were here operating? My entire novel is about Chinese cells stealing technology, stealing business secrets, setting up plans to undermine America in every way they can, and that book was roundly destroyed by the media. Never mind ignored, destroyed. Where's your good friend Limbaugh on this? Where's your good friend Hannity on this? Where's your good friend anyone at Fox News? How come they won't talk about the book? Because they're wholly owned subsidiaries, in many ways, of China. Fox News, as good as it can be, is very cognizant of its overseas sales, very cognizant of its investors, particularly the Saudi money and the China money, and they would not, they blackballed my book, in other words. They blackballed A Time for War. And I got to tell you, it's probably the most important novel of 2013. It's still in the bookstores, and you should grab a copy, because this story tells you that my story is an example of art imitating life. Now let's go to all the calls on the Savage Nation from around America and around New York on what's going on. KSFO in San Francisco. Chuck, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I think the senator who wanted the increase in hourly wage did so because she thought she was doing something good for the people, but I don't think she cares enough. If she really cared, she'd increase it to maybe $50 an hour.
What do you mean if she really cared? I don't follow it.
She doesn't care enough about her constituents to only support a 20-some dollar an hour minimum wage. She should support $50 an hour or $100 an hour. What is she thinking?
You mean really make it equitable?
Well, if she really cares about her people, why?
I see. You're saying it sarcastically, Chuck, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, it's hard for me to read sarcasm from other people since I live on sarcasm. Thank you for the call. So Obama is going to Israel on Wednesday, and he will be the first president in a long time to not speak to the Knesset, the parliament. This is the same president who spoke to the parliaments of other countries on his trips. He spoke to the parliaments of Britain, Australia, and Ghana, no less. But he will not now speak to the Israeli Knesset. So Republicans are asking the president why he's not willing to address members of the Israeli parliament, since he did so in Britain, Australia, and Ghana. I don't have an answer to that other than he wants to be, is not to trigger anything amongst the practitioners of the religion of peace on the other side of the negotiating table. As you well know, they're very calm, peaceful people, and they react in a logical manner to virtually anything anyone says. So that's coming up. So will anything be achieved from President Obama's trip to Israel? Do you think anything will be achieved? I don't know if anything can be achieved. I don't think there's ever going to be a two-nation solution. I don't think it's ever going to happen, because we all know the day that happens, the other side will go to war with Israel. If they're lobbying, let's use logic together. Israel gave the Gaza Strip to the Palestinians. Remember when the general, who's everyone forgotten, Ariel Sharon, in his last year suddenly became a dove? He went from being a brilliant hawkish general to becoming a kind of wacko liberal dove, and he threw the settlers out of Gaza. Not only that, if you recall, the settlements were left for the Palestinians, because we all know how peaceful they are, and U.S. liberal Jews gave about $9 million to build new greenhouses for their Palestinian friends in the Gaza, figuring they'd grow roses and lilies for Brussels and the markets in the EU. Instead, the minute the Jews left, they tore out the equipment, they stole the hoses, they stole the copper tubing, they stole the sprinkler systems, and they basically stole everything they could and didn't grow so much as a flower. And the next day, they brought in rocket launchers and started launching rockets at the Jews. Now, that's from giving back the Gaza Strip, which everyone with a brain predicted would happen. Everyone saw that. It's just the way of the world. It's the way warring parties work. With such hatred there, you're not going to resolve it by giving anyone anything. Going back to the Vikings, who ran raiding parties into England and elsewhere, they just took what they could get. The Vikings went on raiding parties across the Atlantic. They went to Iceland. They went to England. They didn't cross the Atlantic, go to England. They crossed whatever the sea is between the Sweden or wherever they were, Norway, before they became these sad sack liberals and drug addicts in Norway. They were once they were Vikings, just as there was the movie Once We Were Warriors. Once they were Vikings. Take a look at what happened to Norway now, with marijuana leading to heroin and the free use of heroin in the streets. Look what happened to that country. Nevertheless, the Vikings would go on raiding parties. And if they came upon an English monastery, they killed the monks and stole all of their silver and gold, whatever, the crosses. They took it all back. Because that's the way of the world. Unless you protect what's yours, you're going to lose it. And that's true in Oakland, California, New York City, wherever you are in New York. If you have a fancy car and go in the wrong neighborhood, they'll strip you down. Not only steal your hubcaps, they'll steal your wife and your hubcaps. They'll steal you and your car if they can get away with it. On various and sundry subway platforms, if you go to the wrong subway at the wrong time of night, they'll strip you and throw you on the third rail. But, of course, they're not going to ban the third rail, nor will they ban subway cars, nor will they reduce the size of subway cars. They will only ban soda sizes and tobacco in New York City because, as you know, New York is a summer festival. New York is a summer festival. So going back in this long arc of discussion in the Middle East, there will never be a two-state solution. Because any sane Jew knows that if you could just look at what happened when the Gaza Strip was given to the Palestinians, now imagine what would happen if Judea and Samaria, historic Jewish communities, were given to the Palestinians. It would be the end of Israel. So if you'd like the Jews to commit suicide, there's no better way than to create a Palestinian state. Whether it's fair, unfair, who belongs there, who was there first, is of no interest to me whatsoever. What's of interest to me is whether or not there'll be another Holocaust. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Here it comes, California. Spring break, spring training, spring forward, spring cleaning. What about a spring in your step? I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Adele Show, we got tons of calls about toenail fungus. Dr. Adele consistently encouraged listeners to free themselves of this stubborn condition via FDA-approved laser treatment available through the board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes.
To kickstart sandal season, the New Toes doctors are offering you a $100 savings on the New Toes treatment through the end of March. You'll be in and out of the New Toes offices faster than it takes your cousin in Chicago to shovel the front walk. And unlike frostbite, New Toes treatment is painless. Warm California days are headed our way, so get healthy new toes now and look great in sexy sandals, flip-flops, or barefoot. Book your appointment now and save $100. Call 800-NEW-TOES or check out 800newtoes.com. For a spring in your step, 800-NEW-TOES.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-838-6010 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-838-6010. 1-800-838-6010. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-838-6010.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows and receive a limited offer this month only. Free installation plus American Vision Windows will pay the tax. Call for details today at 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We met in a dream. You walked by my side.
I wonder if Bloomberg had a normal childhood. I wonder what happened to him as a youth. I think his father had money. They had that printing company. They made money. What was it? What did this to him? Who knows? Who knows? We have a world divided between producers and moochers or makers and takers. You know that. And Bloomberg, a man who has billions of dollars, seems to be going after the producers. It's interesting to me how the billionaires around Obama attack the producers of society and seduce the moochers. But then again, it's odd to me that they would attack people's simple pleasures and make it the most evil, the biggest evils on the earth, when you have so many bigger problems, not only in New York, but in the world. How many times do I have to say the same thing till you finally get it? I'm not defending tobacco or sugar or salt. I've written books against tobacco, sugar, and salt. Doesn't mean that we should legislate them out of existence, because you're going to create a bigger black market. And you hear this from liberals all the time. Oh, don't drive sex underground. Let the sex clubs thrive in the open. Because otherwise, if you drive it underground, why, evil things might happen in the underground. But when it comes to soda, salt, and fat, drive it in the underground. Put it behind a curtain. Put it behind the tobacco curtain. They don't see their own idiocy. It's just beyond belief. Sometimes I wake up and I see these people behaving in ways that only a Punch cartoon can do justice to. The Victorian Punch magazine, where they would pillory the absurdities of their time, the absurd politicians, making them, you know, exaggerating their foibles, so to speak. And we need this today. Boy, do we need it today. This is sick. This is sick. I mean, this man is a maniac. I don't know how else to put it. Something's a mania here. Maniac means mania. The man has a mania for controlling the simplest things in life, aimed mainly at the poor. You know, in other words, he's going to make it against cheap cigars. He even said that. Small, cheap cigars are going to be legislated, but not cigars costing more than $3. So who's going to get hurt by it most? The poorer people. He doesn't like a big soda because the bottle's half his size, as I said. And it makes him feel like the amazing shrinking man in that movie. So he feels if there's smaller soda bottles, little by little, he can get it back to a Coca-Cola bottle the size of those found in a dollhouse. He'd feel like a normal-sized person. I think there's something with size here. Size matters to Bloomberg. That's all I can say. He's talking about small and cheap cigars. Look at this psychologically.
Savage.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, vitamin C.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, Dinovite will solve the problem. The website is DINOVITE.com. Phone number for Dinovite is 859-428-1000.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shop Talk 560 KSFO. Pakistani officials say they have arrested a suspect in connection with the brutal murder of Wall Street Journal correspondent Daniel Pearl in 2002. The Stanford alumni and former reporter with the San Francisco Business Times was beheaded in a video released online. Money for construction on the first section of high-speed rail in the San Joaquin Valley was approved by the High-Speed Rail Board today. Nearly $8.6 billion in taxpayer-approved bonds were issued. Santa Clara leaders lobbying to host the 50th Super Bowl at their new 49er stadium are offering millions of dollars in tax givebacks to the NFL. The city has offered to eliminate hotel taxes for the NFL and surcharge taxes on tickets. Taking a look at the roadways, westbound San Mateo Bridge on the high rise. Looks like we have a stall in the left lane there. Westbound Dumbarton Bridge on the high rise. Maybe a stall in the left lane there as well. I'm Dave Fouts, KSFO.
Hi, I'm Mark, president of Danmer Custom Shutters. You already know that the right shutters will increase the value of your home. Tangled blinds, dusty drapes, they just won't cut it. You want to beautify your home and put money in your pocket in three ways? Call Danmer for your free design quote at 800-378-5599. You'll get $500 in federal tax credit, save 25% during our spring shutter sale, and reduce your home energy bills all with one call to 800-378-5599. Danmer is your local source for this $500 tax credit on American-made shutters. We build them in as little as 3 days from measure, while delivery and installation are always free. Make sure you call Danmer for genuine American-made shutters, or you could end up with junk. Call 800-378-5599. Get your $500 federal tax credit and 25% off during our spring sale now. Call 800-378-5599 or go to danmer.com.
License number 574304.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper?
Everything gets old, even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on! Put the top back on!
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between now and April 30th and get a prepaid card worth up to $120 by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Where did everybody go?
They sell my truck and ran for it.
Who are you?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector, and you're toast.
Why's that?
Because we're the leading orange oil specialist in California. A quick and easy way to eradicate termites for those who don't want a tent.
These guys are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, it's much less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
What does eradicate mean?
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, oh no, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
On the next morning show, how a UN treaty could impact the Second Amendment here in America. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
You're live, you're live. So we're talking about minimum wage at $22 an hour, and they really want to make it $33 an hour, not $22 an hour. This is Elizabeth Harebrain Warren, and we're talking about Israel. Obama's going to Israel Wednesday, as I mentioned, and unlike his visits to Australia and Ghana and another country where he gave a speech to the Knesset, he will not speak to the Israeli parliament, I guess because in his communist mind, in his liberation theological mind, in his Reverend Wright's view of the world, Israel's an illegitimate state, and there is no Knesset. There is no parliament. The only parliament would be from the barrel of a gun. So that's why he's going there, which is to actually insult Israel, incidentally. So how do you feel about these topics and the minimum wage and the this and the tobacco and the small cigars? Let's go to the callers. Paul in Hartford, Connecticut, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Hello?
Paul, yeah, you're on the radio. Go ahead, please.
Hi, it's an honor, Dr. Savage. I just wanted to let you know I bought your book at Target for about $19.
Thank God somebody bought it. But listen, Paul, one thing, and I really appreciate it. Unlike other hosts, when someone calls, they don't have to say it's an honor. Truthfully, the honor is mine because without callers, there'd be no show. I don't go into, I don't need honor from the callers, and I don't bless anybody. I'm not the Pope. There are talk show hosts who bless people regularly. You have to kiss their ring. Anyway, what's on your mind?
Benjamin Netanyahu and Obama. I respect Benjamin Netanyahu. I think he's a great man and a great leader. And I have nothing but disdain for Obama. And I just wanted to comment that Benjamin Netanyahu should just play hardball with him and shut him out, you know, and
Well, but remember, he's dependent on the U.S. They're a vassal state in many ways. I know people don't want to hear it. It's like, ooh, what did he say? The truth is, without the U.S., there could be no Israel. They have a booming economy, but they still get about $4 billion a year from us, which, by the way, I'm opposed to all foreign aid, Israel, Egypt. We need American aid. We need American aid. We are no longer able to dispense billions of dollars abroad. There's no reason, no rationality for it whatsoever. The politicians are acting as though we have a budget surplus when the opposite is true. Is that right, Paul?
Yeah.
All right, so, you see, you can't predict what I'm going to say. I'm a logical man. End all foreign aid, Israel, Egypt, all of them. When it's not the 1950s. Stop with the big plan of flying in goods to East Germany. I love when Hillary goes abroad, $250 million to this one. Kerry goes and gives $250 million to the Muslim Brotherhood. You hear? Like it's his money. Go ahead. Just ketchup money to throw around. Crazy. Crazy liberal. I don't have the words for it right now. Dems preserve U.S.-Mexico food stamp partnership while USDA prepares for meat inspector furlough. You want to talk insanity. Don't go any further than this program. Do you know there's a U.S.-Mexico food stamp partnership? Do you know what that is? Do you know what it means? You don't know that. There's a partnership, so-called, with the Mexican government to, quote, raise awareness about food stamps among immigrants from that country. They have a program in Mexico in Spanish telling illegals that when they come here, they can get food stamps. This is an example of the insanity coming out of this administration. It is aggressive insanity. It's an aggressive illness. It's like an aggressive form of mental cancer that cannot be stopped. Now, how in the world can there be a collaboration between the United States and Mexico, pushed by the USDA, to push more people onto the food stamp rolls, in this case, illegal aliens from Mexico? Why should the Secretary of Agriculture not be fired and imprisoned? In a letter last year, the Secretary of Agriculture named Vilsack said that the purpose of the Mexican food stamp program, quote, is to help eligible people in need make informed decisions about whether or not to seek assistance. Bull crap. That's nonsense. They're trying to push illegal aliens onto the food stamp rolls. Why would they be doing that? Because of graft and corruption. Because food stamps are perhaps one of the most, one of the greatest examples of corruption in our time. That's all. It should be stopped. He should be arrested for this. But the Republicans are busy going to meetings that have no meaning whatsoever. CPAC. Oh, CPAC. Big deal. What did they talk about that was so important? What did they say? Trump went. They gave a speech that we should get oil from Iraq. It's in my book, Trickle Up Poverty. The oil. I had that idea a long time ago. I also said in Trickle Up Poverty that the Mexicans should be forced to pay us in oil. They have one of the largest proven oil reserves. It wouldn't have to be brought in by ship. And they should pay us one barrel of oil per illegal alien in America per month to make up for the great loss of income in this country in the form of medication and education and other services provided by the poor American taxpayer. And Mexico should be forced to pay approximately 20 or 30 million barrels of oil every month until that deficit is paid, as should Iraq. I wrote it in Trickle Up Poverty. You know that I'm the greatest genius in the history of talk radio, and my writings are an example of that. I don't care what anyone says. My body of work speaks for itself. You can read my books and say, well, either he's full of it or he's not. Either the guy makes sense or he doesn't. What is wrong with making Mexico pay us in oil? Well, the reason you're not going to see that happen, the reason that Bush didn't ask, this is not a Democrat-Republican thing. This is pure crony-klepto-capitalism. It spreads across both parties. The reason Bush did not demand that Iraq pay us in oil for liberating them from Saddam Hussein at great cost to this country, both in human bodies and in dollars, bankrupted the currency. What did we cost us? $2 trillion? $3 trillion? Does anyone know how much money went up in smoke for the Iraq War? One of the greatest disasters in American history was the Iraq War. What did we get out of it? Tell me, do you know a happy Iraqi? Does this make you sleep better at night? Do you sleep better at night because you know the Iraqis were liberated? I know that Wallbanger went around saying that we liberated 24 million Iraq. What do you mean we liberated? He went over in a uniform with an AR-15? With an M4? When was he in the war? We liberated. Remember they were celebrating it, Wallbanger and the others? They were all celebrating war, but they didn't go over there and fight. I was against the war from the beginning. Except in the very beginning, it looked like it made sense. Then I saw it was nothing but a contractor scam. And that we were going to get ripped off and it would bankrupt the currency. Many countries have gone bankrupt because of foreign wars. Many nations have gone bankrupt because of foreign wars. You know what happened to France? You know why there was hoarding of gold after Napoleon's adventures abroad, where 500,000 Frenchmen died in the snow coming back from Moscow. He did a Hitler-like thing. Moscow to Paris. I think 500,000 Frenchmen died. They never recovered after that. That's why the French women are hysterical to this day. They lost their manhood under Napoleon. Oh, they make up for it, they think, by overcompensating with a certain type of accentuation to their language and to an overemphasis of reaching the neurotic levels of food and wine. But that's an overcompensation for a lack of manhood, which was destroyed, as I say, in the march from Moscow. Are you listening to what I'm saying to you, how brilliant this is? Do you understand the humor in what I'm saying to you, even though it's all true? I'm giving it to you in a humorous package. I'm giving you a hot dog of ideas with all the ideas of the day with a nice packaging. It's like a big hot dog on a delicious bun with mustard and sauerkraut on a hot day at a ball game, what I'm feeding you tonight. It's like a kielbasa on a Polish summer night in Pittsburgh that I'm delivering to you on the Savage Nation. In other words, it's everything that Bloomberg has banned I'm giving to you on a delicious toasted bun. Verbal buns for the Savage Nation. You think it's easy doing this, you're mistaken. But you see, the problem with this business that I'm in is that it's an invisible audience. That's okay. I prefer it. It's like a virtual audience. If I were in a stadium right now, you know how many people would be in that stadium? Remember I went to the Super Bowl? I took that picture. 73,000 people. I almost fainted at the size of it. The reason the lights blew out is Beyonce's performance sucked the juice out of the circuitry and all the circuit breakers went. Remember I said that when I came back? They still don't know what happened. They're still the same people in New Orleans, in other words, who were working the pumps during Katrina, were working the breakers during the event. They're probably getting stoned on something somewhere. They don't know what happened. What do you mean, what happened? The heat from her performance was so remarkable, you could feel it in the ninth row where I was sitting when the smoke and fire came up. She's an average performer, by the way. She's not that good. A lot of hype. Very, very dramatic pyrotechnics, but that's what blew out the circuitry. So here we are. Dems preserve U.S.-Mexico food stamp partnership while USDA prepares for meat inspector furloughs. You hear a government like this? And he's on another trip. He's on another vacation, and Mrs. Obama is going on another spring break with the girls at your expense. But you should tighten your belt because these are tough times. Potatoes are cheaper. Tomatoes are cheaper. Now's the time to grab a gal. It's like a mini depression. It's a tale of two cities. It's a tale of two cities. I told you that. You think that there's a depression in the country, and there really isn't, except in certain regions of the country and amongst certain elements of society. But truthfully, in San Francisco, wherever you look, there are cranes south of Market. I don't mean whooping cranes. I don't mean bird. I don't mean ornithological cranes. I am talking about construction cranes. Wherever you look south of Market, there are cranes constructing high-rise buildings. San Francisco has a building boom that we haven't seen here for years. Why? Where's the money coming from? It's coming from somewhere. Someone's investing the money. Someone's funding this construction. It can't all be from China. It can't all be idiots sitting in cubicles creating websites. It can't all be moronic 22-year-olds who don't know how to tie their own shoelaces, which is why they wear shoes without laces, because they don't know how to tie them. The reason they don't wear ties is they don't know how to put a tie on. It can't be them. It's impossible that it's them. Where's the money coming from? It's a tale of two cities. This is the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It's not a good time to be a conscious man in America. It's a good time to be an unconscious man and walk around like a dithering moron, putting one foot in front of the other and looking for your next pleasure. And so I joined the average morons today because I couldn't take another second of listening to this incompetency coming out of this regime. North Korea threatens us with a nuclear strike. Okay. You say, well, is it real or is he just threatening us? He's a lunatic. So then we see that the U.S. is going to deploy 14 more ground-based missile interceptors. So they're taking it seriously. So that means it's really serious, right? Then, to top it off, he says, we'd like to put in another four to really create a shield on the West Coast, but we need the approval of the EPA. I couldn't believe what I was listening to. Hagel sounded drunk or medicated to me. I'll tell you right now. This man does not belong in the Defense Department at a time like this. I've never seen anything like this. Never. A country of drunks and drug addicts. How many of our dear leaders are on medication? I'm not talking illegal drugs. Although, you have to pee in a cup if you get a job for a corporation. They don't have to pee in a cup when they're charged with our budget. They're charged with defending us from lunatics like North Korea, but they don't have to pee in a cup to prove to the American people that they're not drug addicted or drug addled? No. No, they write the law. So we have to assume some of them are on medication, which makes them incompetent for their jobs. That's the only thing that would explain how they're behaving. I couldn't take it. I swear to you, I looked at the people like they were crazy in the street. That's why I ran to my restaurant and had a piece of fish with vegetable. I must tell you, after the Italian bread and the fish and a Diet Coke, the world looked better to me. Then I went and had a nap and got ready for the show. I take a power nap before the show.
I can't say I feel great now. I mean, the missiles are still pointed at us. The lunatic is still in North Korea. And Hagel is still bumbling around up there. How do you feel about our defense secretary saying he has to go to the EPA to get approval for four more missile defense shields on the West Coast? Let me take some of your callers on some of these topics. I'll take a call on everything except halibut. WABC New York, Linda, you're the first up. What's on your mind?
Hi there. One, I love your show. Two,
okay.
I think that Hagel does sound drunk or heavily medicated.
Thank you.
Do it again.
Thank you.
And three, how's Teddy?
Okay.
For an update.
Well, I'm not going to do Teddy. Teddy's not with me. He's with the dog groomer. He's doing fine. He's missing five teeth on his left side. He can chew on the back and on the front. He's not in any pain anymore. He and I are buddies. I coo to him at night while we watch television. He likes extreme fighting as his favorite lately.
Could you put another picture of him on your
website? Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, he's getting older now. I mean, I don't believe it. Time marches on. He's almost 10 years old. It's frightening me. But the thing is, I sit and talk to him at night, and I say, you're my senior. You're my senior doggy. You're the best. I love you. You know, I try to tell him it's okay to be old. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just beautiful. You see, they age like we do. And, you know, 10 and 7 is 70 already. He doesn't look it. He acts like a kid. He's a mere lad. It's light out on the West Coast. It means I've gotten through the winter of my discontent. Yeah, it's been a long, long winter, a dark winter, cold winter. It's still winter, of course, in some parts of America, but not for me. I'm in my springtime. I've got stories for you today, and not in any particular order. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do first, though. Judge bans Mayor Bloomberg. Now, of course, you may have read it the other way, which is that Bloomberg's soda ban was thrown out by a New York Supreme Court judge today, which is astounding. This judge beat Bloomberg up like he was a Peking duck. He beat him with a hammer like he was a Peking duck. I'm calling that one stopping little brother. Judge bans Mayor Bloomberg. Do you know what that does to the ego of this Meshuggah billionaire? Do you have any idea what it does to a Meshuggah billionaire to be stopped by a judge? Who does he think he is? Well, we're going to talk about the soda ban and how dangerous this man is, Bloomberg, how crazy he is, how totalitarian and dictatorial he is. I called it food fascism in 1981 when I published my great book on nutrition, one of them anyway, The Skeptical Nutritionist, which you can hardly find anywhere. But I know what food fascism is, and look where it's coming from. Is it the right wing trying to impose fascistic food decisions on you? No, it's the left. It's the leftists like Bloomberg. Teresa Hines Carey, how she spends $300 million a year through the Tides Foundation to fund left-wing fanatics, and her husband, God forbid, is now Secretary of State. It's as though the Ku Klux Klan took over America on the right, but they're on the left. Think about what I just said. What if a woman funded the Ku Klux Klan on the right, and her husband was Secretary of State? You wouldn't hear the end of it, would you? But because Teresa Hines Carey, along with a good friend, the maniac, Soros, funds the Tides Foundation, which uses tax dollars to turn America into a left-wing wreck, you don't hear a word about it. I'm going to tell you all about that. And finally today in the Savage Nation, this you're not going to believe. An admiral in the U.S. Navy, the head of the U.S. Navy's Pacific Fleet, this is a big admiral, has said, you ready for this? Has said that climate change is the biggest threat to long-term peace. Now, this is at a time that North Korea is threatening to blast the Western United States with a nuclear-tipped missile. This is when missiles are being stockpiled in China. This is when there's a standoff between China and Japan. And this Potemkin admiral, this stooge moron, put in power by yours truly, Obama, the street hustler, the street agitator, the street agitator Obama picks a moronic admiral in the middle of all this to say that climate change is the biggest threat to America's security. It's beyond belief what happens when left-wing fanatics take over a country. The show is heard from coast to coast, as you know, 185 stations or so. We have stations from San Francisco to New York City, the biggest ones in the country, the best in the country. The phone number here is 855-400-7282.
855-400-7282. Let me start with the soda story. This is the biggest story of the day on a very personal level for Bloomberg, because it came out of the Supreme Court of the state of New York, who beat Bloomberg up, as I said, as though he were a Peking duck, and they were just beating him down for cooking him. I'm going to read you parts of this finding, but here's the most interesting part. You know what Bloomberg did, don't you? He banned big drinks, big sodas. Now, first of all, I am opposed to large intake of sugar. However, I think people should make their own choices. I mean, I've written against sugar, fat, salt for years. I've done this for years, but I don't believe in legislating this. Bloomberg doesn't know what food fascism is. He likes to control people. What you don't know is that he was sued by the following groups. Are you ready for this? I want you to listen carefully to who sued Bloomberg. You don't know this because the newspapers didn't tell you this. Here's the actual face of the lawsuit. In the New York State Supreme Court, New York County, the New York Statewide Coalition of Hispanic Chambers of Commerce, the New York Korean American Grocers Association, Soft Drink and Brewery Workers Union, Local H-12 International Brotherhood of Teamsters, the National Restaurant Association, the National Association of Theater Owners of New York State, and the American Beverage Association were petitioners for a judgment against Bloomberg's rule, and it was against the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, the New York City Board of Health, and Dr. Thomas Farley. They were stooges of the little man in New York who would like to be dictator, and they won. So Bloomberg took on a coalition of unions, of Korean American grocers, of Hispanic Chambers of Commerce, the National Restaurant Association, the Association of Theater Owners, who said, "Are you out of your mind? You're going to destroy our businesses." And they beat him to a pulp. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning. Yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. It's the law. Protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org. Brought to you by the California State Firefighters Association, California Safe Homes Coalition, and Kidde Safety Products.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately, until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets
minutes with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rossinelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit Rossinelli.com. Dr. Rossinelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through March 31st, receive 300 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 3/31/13.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now, which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients, directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jilt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car, even if it is 99 years old. What have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactive, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive risk-free for 60 days, and you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer, plus free shipping. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and free shipping ends soon. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
On the next morning show, how a UN treaty could impact the Second Amendment here in America. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
I am so glad that Bloomberg lost for a number of reasons. And I want you to understand what's at stake. This man limited baby formula in hospitals. This man banned trans fats. This man, now under the guise of combating obesity, said that he wants to limit soda intake. And he lies, by the way, at every turn. You know that Bloomberg had the nerve to say that he's not banning anything? It's called portion control. I want you to listen to clip 05 on the Savage Nation. 05.
All we're doing in New York is reminding you that it's not in your interest to have too many empty calories. You can have some. If you want to have 32 ounces, just buy two.
You can have some. You little Hitler, you. Cups, have some empty calories.
If you want a 60.
Who are you to tell people what to take? But what's you little schmendrick, you.
Is you'll take one and probably not come back for the second. But it's totally your choice. We're not banning anything. It's called portion control. It's a typical way that companies use to and governments use to.
All right, shut up. First of all, he was lying through his teeth, as you're going to hear from the judge what the judge said. The judge did it in a way you can't believe what the judge said about this maniac. This is egomania out of control. How does Bloomberg get away with this? Well, I guess he didn't get away with it. Okay? He didn't get away with it. He did not get away with it. They beat him with a mallet. They flattened him like a Peking duck. And they put him in the oven to cook. Now, he's going to appeal it, of course, because he thinks he can override them. But the judge is so smart in what he wrote that I'm going to share you some of the legal language. You have to understand this. Why it's so important, you understand it? Because you've got to stop them somewhere. And if you don't stop them at soda, where are you going to stop it? I'll give you an example. This maniac says he ran it through the health department because it's for your health that he told you he knows what's good for you, okay? He knows what's good for you. You don't know what's good for you. So tomorrow it could be a Big Mac. The next day it could be a chicken that's not cooked according to his rules. Of course, it doesn't ban Jeroboams of Wine, which he probably serves in Gracie Mansion, even though I think Jeroboams of Wine are potentially dangerous. And I wouldn't say to people, now, you could have a small bottle of wine, but we don't want you to have a big bottle of wine because you're liable to drink too much and get sick. You're liable to get cirrhosis. You're liable to get in a car wreck. So you can only have small bottles of wine. We're not banning wine in Gracie Mansion. We're only limiting Jeroboams. But you didn't hear that, did you? No, let the rich roll on, okay? So where are you going to stop this guy? You got to stop him somewhere. This guy, you know, overrode term limits to become and lied about Republican, Democrat, blah, blah, blah. So what did the judge actually say? How did they get around it? Well, first of all, you got to understand, he took it to the health department, and he made the health department the fall guys for his mania to control. Well, let me ask you something, the listeners of the Savage Nation. Do you agree with Bloomberg that he has the right and that he has the authority to ban soda in large containers? First of all, he doesn't. The judge said he didn't. I'm going to read you the actual findings legally. That's all. WABC in New York, Bruce, go ahead. You agree with Bloomberg. Tell us why.
Michael, when people go to the grocery store or to the movie theater, as Mr. Bloomberg is talking about, they really have no choice. All the drinks there are in the store, you get, and I can name the three or four top fruit juice drinks, they're full of sugar. They have between 30 and 40 grams of sugar in an 8-ounce serving. So what the stores and the...
Oh, so wait a minute, but you're missing the point. I didn't say that sugar is good for you. You haven't made a point yet. We know that there's sugar in drinks, so what's your point?
Most people, they go home, they turn on the television, they sit there and they eat and they drink and then they go to bed. They're not intelligent when it comes to sugar consumption, food consumption. They know nothing about it.
So you agree that we should have food fascism and that the government should tell us what sodas we can drink and can't drink?
No, what they should do is mandate that the fruit juice companies have two types of fruit drinks. One with a lot.
Well, I agree with you, but that's not what we're talking about. Bloomberg didn't say to the fruit juice companies, make it all fruit juice. I agree with you on that. He didn't tell them, we encourage you to put out all fruit juice and cut the sugar out. I agree with that. But instead he banned large drinks is what he did. And that's all they talked about. Because he was going to kill a business that provided tens of thousands of jobs in New York, number one. And number two, it's not his place to ban large drinks. People don't have to listen to him. He could give them opinions. He could give them advice, but he has no right to control them. See, by what token did he do this? What else should Bloomberg ban? I'll give you an argument. If you don't stop him with large drinks, what about bicycles? There's been an awful lot of traffic deaths from bicyclists who got run over by trucks. Maybe he should ban bicycles or ban trucks and cut out all the commerce in New York. That would be good for bicycles. Maybe he should ban hair dye. There's been an associational link between hair dye and cancer. Therefore, maybe old Bloomberg should ban hair dye, and he can hire police to go around to beauty parlors. Now, he could also ban beer. Some people drink too much beer, and he can certainly say no more beer, and he can ban wine and Jeroboams. He can ban football. He can ban boxing. He can ban anything he wants, can he? No, he can't. He can ban sports cars, can he? No, he can't. So who is it who petitioned the Supreme Court of New York State? Are you listening carefully? This is who did not want this. The New York Korean American Grocers Association is a New York not-for-profit trade association serving 4,000 Korean American grocery, deli, and store owners in New York City. 4,000 groceries. How about the Brewery Workers Union, Local 812, International Brotherhood of Teamsters, an affiliated local union of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters and a member of the Soft Drink and Brewery Conference. 3,600 members, including those who work in these jobs, haulage, warehouse distribution jobs, for companies that have exclusive distribution rights in the New York metro areas for several breweries. They didn't want Bloomberg's law. Who else? National Association of Theater Owners in New York State. They represent 52 movie theaters, 312 screens, 1,800 employees. They didn't like Bloomberg stepping on them. How about the National Restaurant Association? 435,000 member restaurant establishment. You hear this? 700 of its members are located in New York City. They opposed the mayor. The American Beverage Association. He took on groups that know better than him. Now, who was the respondent? The New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. It's an administrative agency in the branch of New York City government. What you don't know is that it's not an independent branch of government. It was appointed by Bloomberg. They're his pawns on the chessboard. Of the 10 board members, they're all appointed by him. All appointed by him. And they're all stooges of Bloomberg. In other words, it's a little dictatorship. So what he tried to do here was limit maximum beverage size. That's all he did right now. Tomorrow would be no soft drinks at all. What else should he ban? Bicycles, football, hair dye, knives, axes, fish hooks, beer and wine?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Hawkes, on Talk 560 KSFO. San Francisco Supervisor David Campos wants to create a 25-foot buffer zone around Planned Parenthood and other clinics that are the target of anti-abortion protesters. The Chronicle reports that Campos will introduce the legislation tomorrow. The California High-Speed Rail Authority Board has voted unanimously to issue nearly $8.5 billion in bonds to build the first section of the line in the San Joaquin Valley. They've also voted to pay for electrification of the Caltrain line on the peninsula, which will be used by high-speed rail. San Francisco Symphony will not be packing their bags today for a three-concert tour on the East Coast tomorrow. Management and the Musicians Union have failed to reach an agreement that would end the symphony strike. Taking a look at the road. Ways have a stall northbound 680 at Highway 80. It looks like some cones in the roadway. That's in Fairfield Cordelia Junction. Wind advisory for the Bay Bridge. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Do you suffer from red, dry, and itchy skin, or maybe flaky, cracked, and painful skin, or swollen and sensitive skin? There is a new, powerful solution called RenewCell that can deliver relief no matter what your skin problem is. To introduce RenewCell, the manufacturers are offering two risk-free samples. Just call 800-501-0318. RenewCell is a natural, drug-free topical alternative for problem skin, providing effective, safe, and non-irritating relief. RenewCell uses a patented extract called thioxylin from an ancient Australian plant used for centuries to soothe and rejuvenate problem skin. This effective anti-inflammatory helps eliminate red, dry, itchy, flaky skin problems. It's real healing. Even if prescription products have failed before, you can now get lasting relief for dry, itchy, and cracked skin caused by inflammation. No matter how long you've suffered, RenewCell is guaranteed to work for you. Take advantage of two risk-free samples for just $6.95 shipping and handling by calling 800-501-0318. That's 800-501-0318 or log on to tryrenewcell.com. That's tryrenucell.com.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-838-7060 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-838-7060. 1-800-838-7060. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-838-7060.
Hi, I'm Mark, president of Danmer Custom Shutters. You already know that the right shutters will increase the value of your home. Tangled blinds, dusty drapes, they just won't cut it. You want to beautify your home and put money in your pocket in three ways? Call Danmer for your free design quote at 800-378-5599. You'll get $500 in federal tax credit, save 25% during our spring shutter sale, and reduce your home energy bills all with one call to 800-378-5599. Danmer is your local source for this $500 tax credit on American-made shutters. We build them in as little as 3 days from measure, while delivery and installation are always free. Make sure you call Danmer for genuine American-made shutters, or you could end up with junk. Call 800-378-5599. Get your $500 federal tax credit and 25% off during our spring sale now. Call 800-378-5599 or go to Danmer.com.
License number 574304.
On the next morning show, how a UN treaty could impact the Second Amendment here in America. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
But here we are, life moves on, and isn't it a shame that all of these liberals who told us to watch out for the man and the machine and the right-wingers are the very elements of fascism that we all were told to fear? Isn't it something we were told to fear the right when it came at us from the left? Isn't it something that a little man like this has such a need for control that he bans large drinks on the lie that he has the right to do so, number one. Moreover, by the way, I don't dispute the fact that obesity has negative effects on society. But, as the judge said, the petitioners argued the link between sugary drinks and obesity are not as clear as the respondents assert. And they point out studies which show that there's not a direct causal link, incidentally. That's number one. They don't deny that sugary drinks are bad for you, right? Then they go on to say the petitioners, meaning the grocers and the brewers, state that the decision to target only certain sugary sweetened drinks is nonsensical. Listen to what the judge wrote. The petitioners state the decision to target only certain sugary sweetened drinks is nonsensical, as a host of other drinks contain substantially more calories and sugar than the drinks targeted herein, including alcoholic beverages, lattes, milkshakes, frozen coffees, and a myriad of others too long to list here. Petitioners also point out the exception to enforcement of the rule whereby certain food service establishments are exempt from complying with this rule. In other words, certain food establishments were exempt. The effect would be a person is unable to buy a drink larger than 16 ounces at one establishment, but may be able to buy it at another establishment that may be located right next door. Furthermore, no restrictions exist on refills, further defeating the rule's stated purpose. I mean, the judge is a genius. He took it apart at the joints. There's more to this, and you have to read the stuff. I mean, if you're into the law, this is amazing. It's amazing to see how this judge took Bloomberg apart at the joints on this. And I don't think he's going to be able to overturn it, incidentally. I don't see how. You know, well, something I've learned in my years of dealing with legal cases, which I abhor, I never wanted to, I never set out to, I've always avoided the courts, but as you get older, no matter what you do, you seem to wind up with the courts and law, and you know what Shakespeare meant when he had something so affectionate to say about all the lawyers, which I can't repeat on the radio. But nevertheless, as you start to read legal briefs, you realize that some lawyers are so smart and so diligent in what they write that they can almost never be overturned, incidentally. I mean, they're really brilliant. But there's a very big story here. Here you have a billionaire with an ego that's greatly outsized, just limited to that. And you have a judge, obviously not as wealthy as Mayor Bloomberg, who crushes him in the court, stopped him overnight before the law was supposed to take place. And he wrote it in such a way that although Bloomberg will appeal it, I don't think that this can be overturned by what I'm seeing here. Because this is such a carefully constructed ban of the ban that you have to read it yourself. You have to read this. And he talks about, you ready for this? Those of you into the Constitution. The seminal case in the area of modern constitutional separation of powers in New York State Boreale lists four factors to be utilized in analyzing whether an administrative rule may have run afoul of the separation of powers doctrine. And I'm not going to read them to you, but you're talking about a constitutional issue here as well. Once again, a liberal. A New York liberal, again, crushing the Constitution because of his egomania. It's all about control. It has nothing to do with health. It has to do with this tyrant wanting to tell the little people what they can have and have not. Why doesn't he start by banning after this? If he wasn't stopped here, if they didn't stop him at Munich, what would he do next? Well, perhaps in a year he'd ban white bread over 32 ounces. Perhaps he would say you can't buy more than two bagels at a time. You can go to one bagel store and buy two bagels because white bread's bad for you. But we have deemed, in our judicious opinion, that white bread is harmful to your health. It causes diabetes. It causes caries. It causes obesity, in addition to causing you to be too happy and feel good by eating a bagel. Therefore, we're banning more than two bagels at a time. It does not prohibit you from buying two bagels in one store and two bagels in another store. In fact, you can go into a bakery, you can buy two bagels, ring up the sale, leave the store, and come back at the back of the line and buy another two bagels. I'm not stopping you. I'm not limiting you in buying bagels. No, says old Mayor Bloomberg. No, I'm not limiting the number of bagels. It's called portion control. And gravy, I don't like gravy. It's disgusting. These people eat gravy on everything. I don't eat gravy. I'm a neat man. I'm meticulous. I hate gravies. I think we should limit gravy to 1 ounce servings per meal. And anyone who wants more than that on roast beef, we're not saying you can't have more than that. But what you have to do is order another portion of roast beef and tell them to hold the roast beef and just give you the gravy. Pay another $14.95. So you can order roast beef with gravy. You should get 1 ounce. And if you want more than 1 ounce, don't worry. You can order another roast beef. Pay for it and tell them to hold the beef and give you the gravy and pour it on your plate. Because I'm Mayor Bloomberg. You see the absurdity? Now, I understand that he wouldn't do that. Really? He wouldn't ban white bread or bagels, you sure? Or fish hooks? Why doesn't he ban bicycles? I mean, there's been a lot. Horrible. Terrible deaths on bicycles. A conflict. Poor girls getting run over by trucks. He could ban bicycles. Or as I said, he could ban trucks. After all, the trucks are killing the kids on bicycles. Ban all traffic in Manhattan. That's next. Give everybody a white bicycle and a red beret. That's all. And ride around like a communist. The guy's a nut. Yes, of course I believe in telling people what's good for them, but not them imposing food fascism on them and telling them you can and cannot. No, sir. It doesn't work that way. And I invite those of you who are legalistically inclined to look at the act. It's unbelievable. The actual ruling, it's 37 pages long. There are people who are legal fanatics out there. It's worth reading. I'm excited by it. Listen to this. Because they beat them to a pulp. Petitioners, that's the market, the Korean grocers, et cetera, further point out the rule exempts soy-based milk substitutes, but other milk substitutes such as almond, hemp, and rice milk are not exempt. You hear this? The rule also does not preclude unlimited free refills or multiple purchases of 16-ounce beverages or providing unlimited sugars after purchase at the regulated businesses, but does limit the containers at self-service fountains to be limited to 16 ounces, irrespective of whether a consumer is purchasing water or one of the non-regulated drinks. Now, one could be cynical and say that what he's actually doing here is working to have people pay more for soda rather than banning, limiting the amount of soda. If you wanted to be cynical, you could say what he's trying to do is drive up the price of soda, by the way. And I'll read you more from this. Now, I'm going to shift now. If you're not interested in the soda or you want to call on it, we have one open line at 855-472-82. If you want to read the case, go to michaelsavage.com. I want to find what the judge writes about. Ah, here it is. Bingo. My eagle eye, my PhD, comes in handy because I can scan large documents quickly. And with my electronic mind, I can find what I was looking for. It's like reading a scientific paper and finding what you're trying to find. Portion control. You ready? Next, the court addresses whether the portion cap rule itself is arbitrary or capricious. Right? Now Bloomberg, old Bloomberg, got stopped at Munich. Thank God they stopped him at Munich before he took Poland. But what would his Poland be? I mean, they stopped him at Munich. They should have stopped him before Munich. But he already banned baby formula. He banned this. He banned that. This and that. Now, remember, I'm a PhD in nutrition from a great university. I've written many health books about the dangers of white flour as opposed to whole wheat flour. The dangers of sucrose as opposed to non-sucrose-ridden foods. I drink pure juices. I rarely drink anything with sugar in it because I get sick. And one of the reasons I'm still kicking, and thank God I'm still alive, is I don't use sugar. I use very little fat. Now I'm on a new kick, which is low salt, because I'm reacting to salt. I, by the way, didn't cook with it for 40 years. I raised the children without sodium because I know about more than 1 gram of sodium a day will lead to hypertension and possibly stroke, early stroke. Maybe Bloomberg could ban French fries. He can ban pretzels. He can ban peanuts. I mean, where do you want to stop this lunatic? Education, yes, but food fascism, no. So they stopped him at Munich. If they didn't stop him at Munich, what would he ban next? White bread or a bagel. He could say, "You can. I'm not stopping you from having a bagel, but you can't buy more than 2 bagels at a time because they're bad for you. So you can buy 2 bagels, leave the bakery, and come back another 2. Or you can go to another bakery next door and buy 2 more bagels. That's what the Schmendrick wants to do. Now he goes into the food portion issue. I want you to hear again clip 5 now on the Savage Nation.
All we're doing in New York is reminding you that it's not in your interest to have too many empty calories. You can have some. If you want to have 32 ounces, just buy 2 16-ounce.
That's all. Just spend more money.
Cups. Take them back to your seat. If you want a 64 ounces, take 4 cups back. But what's likely to happen here is you'll take one and probably not come back for the second. But it's totally your choice. We're not banning anything.
No.
It's portion control. It's a typical way.
Cut it out. Yeah, right. It's very, very good. That's how all of the fascists get away with it. They create new jargon for controlling you, okay? As I say, pornography could be banned too. That would be porno control, wouldn't it? You can watch 1 download a night of porno, but you can't watch 2. Why don't you ban porno? It's wrecking people's minds and lives. But you don't want to ban that. Instead, you're stooping marijuana down people's throats, telling children it's good to have marijuana. The kids are stoned now in New York City. All of a sudden, they believe marijuana is a harmless drug when it's more toxic than cigarettes. By the way, if you actually check, just do a Google on toxic compounds in marijuana smoke. Go ahead, Google it if you're not too stoned to do it. You want to die of cancer? No, of course you don't. Then you keep smoking marijuana. You won't die of cancer because it's natural. Yeah, well, strychnine is also natural. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Do you know which investment is projected to double in price? Let's ask Scott Carter.
It's not stocks, it's not bonds, it's silver.
What's happening with silver?
Shortages are showing up because supply is critically low. In just the last 10 years, 90% of the world's supply has been used up.
Where are the shortages?
Well, twice this year, the U.S. Mint has run out of silver.
So where's the silver price headed?
We believe all the signs tell us silver should be double where it is now.
Before we went on, you told me Lear has a special offer on a new silver coin. What is it?
It's a 1.5-ounce silver polar bear coin. It's minted from the finest silver, it's the only 1.5-ounce coin on the market that carries a government guarantee, and it's eligible for IRAs. For a limited time, new customers can buy 20 silver polar bears and get one free, our lowest price ever.
Folks, call 1-800-601-8761 now. The offer is limited. Invest just $5,000, and for each purchase of 20 silver polar bear coins, you'll get one free. That's 1-800-601-8761, 800-601-8761.
Hey, Termite.
What's up?
I'm a Pacific Coast Termite Inspector.
Big whoop. I've been feeding off this house for years.
I know. The owners are sick of it.
They're not going to dent the place.
Pacific Coast uses orange oil, so everyone gets to stay, except you.
This guy's cheap. See his ride?
It's less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
How about a running start?
No.
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, oh, no. When Pacific Coast Termite's around.
Here it comes, California. Spring break, spring training, spring forward, spring cleaning. What about a spring in your step? I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Adele Show, we got tons of calls about toenail fungus. Dr. Adele consistently encouraged listeners to free themselves of this stubborn condition via FDA-approved laser treatment available through the board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes. To kickstart sandal season, the New Toes doctors are offering you a $100 savings on the New Toes treatment through the end of March. You'll be in and out of the New Toes offices faster than it takes your cousin in Chicago to shovel the front walk. And unlike frostbite, New Toes treatment is painless. Warm California days are headed our way, so get healthy New Toes now and look great in sexy sandals, flip-flops, or barefoot. Book your appointment now and save $100. Call 800-NEW-TOES or check out 800newtoes.com. For a spring in your step, 800-NEW-TOES.
On the next morning show, how a U.N. treaty could impact the Second Amendment here in America. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
We've got to do something about it. Everybody's wringing their hands saying, got to do something. Well, here is a concrete thing. You can still buy large bottles in stores, but in a restaurant, 16 ounces is the maximum that they would be able to serve in one cup. If you want to order two cups at the same time, that's fine. It's your choice.
That's fine.
We're not taking away anybody's right to do things. We're simply forcing you to understand that you have to make the conscious decision to go from one cup to another cup.
You're such a sweetheart. We're forcing you. You hear the word? We're forcing you to understand. Well, they did that in communist China. They forced you to understand in other dictatorships. Today it's soda. Tomorrow it's white bread and bagels. Maybe it's hair dye. Maybe it's football. Maybe it's sports cars. Maybe it's fish hooks. Maybe it's beer. Maybe it's wine. The guy's a maniac. He overrode the powers he has. The judge beat him to a pulp. So I want to read you something. He says that he didn't do what the Board of Health did. Now, the Board of Health are his stooges. Here's what the judge wrote. You ready for this? The express duties of the Board of Health under 1219 clearly deem that the Board of Health's main responsibilities are, quote, to prevent the spread of all contagious, infectious, and pestilential diseases for the safety of the public. The Board of Health under 1229 defines its ability to make laws to protect from nuisances and defines public nuisance as whatever is dangerous to human life or detrimental to health, and whatever renders the air or human food or drink unwholesome. It also declares these nuisances to be illegal. Are you listening to this? This goes back to the 1920s. But this judge is so good, he went back to the original charter of the city of New York to the 1600s, and then takes you through each charter of New York City and shows you how absurd this mayor is in thinking he has this power, which he doesn't. Now, of course, a board of health is supposed to prevent the spread of contagious, infectious, and pestilential diseases. And, of course, to make laws to protect from nuisances. We understand that. But this is not what this is all about. This is something entirely different. Again, Bloomberg overstepped his powers. And again, he stepped into something he had no idea he was stepping into. And he took on an ethnic grocers association, a huge voting bloc. The Hispanic grocers, the Korean grocers, he took them on. And they got really angry at him, since a good portion of their business depends upon selling these products and others. Then we go on. He says, I'm not banning anything. He says, all I'm doing is portion. Listen to clip five, portion control. Listen to this. Portion control, clip five.
New York portion is reminding you that not in your interest to have too many empty calories. You can have some. If you want to have 32 ounces, just
you.
Buy two 16-ounce.
That's a, buy 16
cups,
1 ounces.
Take them back to your seat. If you want a 64 ounces,
you little
take
schmuck.
Cups back.
Yeah,
but
take it back to your seat, Schmendrick.
Here is you'll take one and probably not come back for the second. But
that's
it's totally your choice. We're not banning anything.
Oh,
it's
no.
called portion control. It's a typical ways that companies use to and governments use to.
Yeah, lab rats get portion control, you putz.
And what isn't?
A lab rat gets portion control. A lab animal has portion control, not a human being. Who are you to tell him portion control? What are you going to tell him now? A steak cannot exceed 8 ounces because it's bad for your cardiovascular system, Schmendrick. What's next? You want to ban steaks? We all know not to eat too much meat. Any intelligent man knows that. I don't eat much meat. I don't want anyone telling me I can't have a 16-ounce steak if I want it. When I want a 32-ounce porterhouse, if I have 2 days to live, I'm going to have a 32-ounce porterhouse. I got to go to you, schmuck, and get a writ. I'll get a writ from the mayor. I'll get on bended knee and ask you for writ to buy a big steak. Schmendrick, there's a word for him in every language. In English, the language is food fascism. That's what defines this. It's crazy. This is unbelievable to me. I didn't know how he could get this far. But boy, did he run into an intelligent judge. Now, let's go to the portion control issue. And what he says is, whether this is arbitrary and capricious. And he says it certainly is arbitrary and capricious, as he argues. I'm going to tell you what page. It's page 33 of the judge's finding. Because he finds that it is arbitrary and capricious. Not only that, he said it violates itself, the idea of portion control. Because it's, I want to read his exact words. I have to find the exact words. I had it and lost it, but I'm not going to find it again right now. It's in the middle of a show. You read it for yourself. You can find it in the article, by the way, on michaelsavage.com. So he throws out portion control, and he says that it's arbitrary and capricious. Why? It is arbitrary and capricious because it applies to some but not all food establishments in New York City. It excludes other beverages that have significantly higher concentrations of sugar, sweeteners, and or calories on suspect grounds, and the loopholes inherent in the rule, including but not limited to no limitations on refills, defeat and or serve to gut the purpose of the rule. You hear this? So little dictator says, we're not stopping you. Go get another one, little schmuck. You can take it to your seat, moron. I don't go to a movie theater myself. I have a movie shown in my house. But you little man, you want to go to a movie theater with your children and buy all that popcorn and all that soda? Well, get up and buy another soda. So the judge writes, but no limitation on refills defeats and or serves to gut the purpose of the rule. Of course. That's what it does. Then he goes into the authority. He has no authority. Then he goes into the issue of the health department. Has no authority. Honorable Milton Tingling should be put on the U.S. Supreme Court after this. He's on the New York Supreme Court. I don't know if he's on the New York, what his exact position is, the judge, but he sure is a brilliant guy, and he must have spent months on this because he took this case very seriously. He didn't just fob it off. And as I say, it's as though he took a duck and beat it with a mallet, getting it ready to make it into a Peking duck. It's the New York State Supreme Court, no less. But here's something you shouldn't forget, which is that who brought the case against Bloomberg and his cronies? Listen carefully. New York Statewide Coalition of Hispanic Chambers of Commerce. Why? They're in the grocery business, bodegas. The New York Korean American Grocers Association. Thousands of them in New York. They don't want this. Soft Drink and Brewery Workers Union, they don't want it. Local 812, International Brotherhood of Teamsters, they don't want it. National Restaurant Association, they don't want it. National Association of Theater Owners, they don't want it. The American Beverage Association, they don't want it. They didn't say sugar is good for you. No one said sugar is good for you. They don't like an overreaching, overarching government. What else should he ban next? Sports cars, football, boxing, hair dye, knives, axes, fish hooks, white bread, bagels, beer, wine. What is he going to do next? Huh? By the way, there was a study about the benefits of caffeine. He's focusing on sugar. As I learned in my graduate studies in pharmacology, and I had one of the best teachers in the world, he was the former research director of Dow Chemical, and he retired and moved to the university where I was studying pharmacology. And I asked him about caffeine. I'm talking 1968. He was a brilliant man, and he said caffeine is a wonderful cerebral stimulant. And there was a study on bees that sip the nectar of certain plants, which naturally produce small amounts of caffeine in the nectar, and the bees have a better memory than the other bees. Their memory of that plant is retained longer than the non-caffeinated nectar. So in other words, caffeine helps your memory. That's another reason it's not good for Bloomberg and the left-wing fascisti, right?
Savage.